Okay, here we are on Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. Says a Mishnah. Lo kisomi ba'od yom lo yichasen mi shetech shach. If a person didn't cover a pot of cooked food on Shabbos, while it was still daytime, he cannot cover it after dark, but kisov and it's gala, motel chaso, so if he covered it, and then it was uncovered on Shabbos, he's allowed to cover it again. Memali is a kiton venos in lasachas hakar o tachas hakesas. A person can fill a jug with cold water on Shabbos and then place it underneath a pillow or a cushion to stop it from getting warm. You're allowed to insulate cold food on Shabbos because you want to keep it cold. What's a chiddush? We know in our mission already that that's the halach. It's actually teaching a great deal. If it was just a mission, I would have said that something that's not ordinary insulated. You don't normally do that. But something that ordinarily is insulated, lo, then it's not. Kamashmon, that even that is the same. Also, Rav said, you're not allowed to insulate cold. But what about the fact that Rebbe permitted a person to do that? Lo kasha, there's no question. That was only Rebbe who only did that before he heard the teaching of Rav Shmuel Bar Yossi. After he heard the teaching of Rav Shmuel Bar Yossi, so he retracted. Like Rebbe sat and said, so he said that an old man has already ruled about this, meaning Rishon Rebbe Yossi, who's an elder, has already issued a ruling, and therefore I will defer to him, even though I originally understood differently. Okay. Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa said, come and see how much they loved each other. If Rav Yossi was still alive, so he would be sitting down, you know, humbly before Rebbe, his Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, his student, right? Because Rav Shmuel Rav Yossi took the position of his father, and he was as great of a chacham as his father, and he would you know, subordinate himself to sit before Rebbe, the Ka'amar Kvar Harazakin. And nevertheless, you would not see says Kvar Harazakin, so he deferred to him. So there was a tremendous mutual respect between the two. Amdir Nachman Ledaru Avdir Nachman said the Daru his life. Atman Litzonin Ve'aisli Maya Da'achim Da'achim Kapila Arama. So he said, insulate cold food for me. So that he would do on Shabbos. And he would say, bring me water that the Goyish cook heated on a weekday. Because the prohibition to eat food cooked by a Goy obviously doesn't apply to water. Because we know Bishul Akam doesn't apply to water, so that wasn't a problem. Shama Rebbe Ami V'ikpad. Rebbe Ami heard this and became frustrated. Why is he upset? Because he followed, Reb Nachman went like the rulings of his teachers in one thing with Rav and one thing with Shmuel. Kishmuel, what is the opinion of Shmuel? That you're allowed to do insulation with cold food. Kirav, Dabar Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Amar Rav, Kol Shehu Nechal Kama Shehu Chai, Ein Bo Mishum Bishul Agayim. But the other one, he's going like Rav, who says anything that can be eaten raw, as it is, doesn't have a problem of Bishul Akum. So, therefore, how is he able to, like, it's upset him, because pick one, right? Or Nachman, either pick Rav or pick Shmuel, but you can't go with one thing Shmuel, one thing with Rav, it doesn't sound consistent. So, Savar, Adam Chashoshani. He held that an Adam Chashov, an important person, like Rav Nachman, should be more machmir and keep himself away from behavior that could seem like maybe it's a prohibited behavior. Okay, Tarabon. Avish Amrein Tomnin Afilu B'Davashin Mosef Hevel. Even though we learned that you can't do Hatmana even with something that increases heat, Misha Chashecha, after dark, in Bala Hosef, Mosef. But if you want to add the material that you insulated the food on Erev Shabbos, you can add to it even on Shabbos. Ketzado, so how do you do it exactly? Yeshem Gamliel, Amar Yeshem Gamliel says, Notalas HaSadinim Menechas HaGlufgrin, or Notalas HaGlufgrin Menechas HaSadinim. What you do is you take sheets that you use to insulate the pot, and you put heavy blankets. Then those are better insulation. Or, if you want to change it up, because you think it's getting too hot. So you could take the heavy blankets and you switch them for lighter sheets. And Hashem really used to say this, Lo asu ela oso mecham, aval pinam mecham mecham mutter. So he says, they only prohibited insulating upon Shabbos to keep, right, to keep things warm, only in the same pot, like the same urn in which the water was boiled. But if one emptied it from one urn to another urn, so it's mutter to insulate the second urn to keep it hot. So hashta okoru kameka luhu artuche gomertach luhu. So we say, now that a person has already decided to cool the water by pouring it from one urn to another, like, is he going to, right? Meaning, is he going to be so concerned to boil it again? If he wanted it to be boiling, so he would have kept it in the first pot. That's the svar. Okay. Taman v'kisa b'tavah hanitl b'Shabbos. If a person insulated something and then covered it in something that could be carried on Shabbos. Oh! Moved on Shabbos. Oh, taman b'tavah she'enu hanitl b'Shabbos. Or he insulated with something that could be a movement, could not be she'enu hanitl b'Shabbos, that can't be moved on Shabbos. V'kisa b'tavah hanitl b'Shabbos. But he covered it with something that could be moved on Shabbos. There is a note to the machzor. In either situation, he may cover... he may take the food and return it to its place. It doesn't have to be worried. But if he both covered and insulated it with something that could be moved on Shabbos, could not be moved on Shabbos, or if he did it in something, right, he covered it with something that can't be moved, but he insulated it with something that could be moved. If it's partially exposed, right, then he can remove the pot and the cover will fall down on it and it'd be okay. But if it's not partially exposed, then he cannot remove the pot and put it back in its place. Nun aleph mabes. If you don't remember, shall pishdan daka, harehi kibarzel. If you said that the chaff of fine flax, Harehi kezevel, is like animal droppings, like manure. And therefore you can't use it to insulate food on Shabbos. One can place a copper urn, like an urn, on top of another one, but you can't place an earthenware pot on top of another earthenware pot. And you could place, but not an earthenware pot on top of a copper thing, right, on top of mecham, and mecham agav kedera, or a copper thing on top of the earthenware thing. Betachas pi avivatzik, and you can, seal the covering, the mouth of a pot with dough. Velo bishul sheichamu, but not in order to heat the water. Ela bishul shehu mishumarim, only in order to maintain the heat that's already there. Kishim shein tomet zachamim, kach aim tomenes hatsonein. Just like you can't insulate hot food, so you cannot insulate cold food. Rabbi hit the latnes, but Rabbi said you could insulate cold food on Shabbos, things you want to be cold. The ain miraskin lo es hashalik v'lo asa barad b'Shabbos b'shul sheyazuv. If you can't crush snow or ice on Shabbos, or hail, in order that the water should flow from it. But you could place snow, hail, or ice into a cup that will melt on its own accord, and that you don't have to worry about. Hanjon aloch b'metomnin, says the next Mishnah. So there's a halacha that a person's supposed to rest his animals on Shabbos, and therefore you're not allowed to let your animal go out carrying a burden, but it could carry things that are, the purpose of it is not to carry it, but rather to protect the animal or stop it from running away or something. So what can an animal go out with and what can it not go out with? So this means that a camel can go out on Shabbos with an afsar, a naka can go out with a chatam, a livudekim can go out with a prumbia, and we're going to learn in the Gemara what all these things are, and a horse can go out with a chain around its neck. V'chol balei hashir yotzin b'shir v'nimshachin b'shir. In other words, all animals that generally have a necklace of some kind around their neck, when they go out in public, can go out with a chain and can be pulled by the chain, on Shabbos. Umazin alehen v'tovlin v'mekoma. A person can also sprinkle, if these chains became tamei, so a person can sprinkle on them and immerse them in their place on the animal. They, in other words, they don't need to be removed from the animal for those things. So it says the Gemara, my naaka b'chatam. What is the meaning of a naaka with a chatam? Rabba bar bar chana, naksa chayorta bizmama de parzala. It means a white girl camel with a female camel with an iron ring in its nose. A nose ring of iron. Okay. Uluvudakim. Uluvdakim beprumbia. What is Luvdakim having a prumbia? So Rav Huna said, it's a Libyan donkey. Rav Huna, chamra luba befage de parzala, with an iron halter, which is some kind of like thing that goes in the mouth of the animal, and a muzzle like thing. Prumbia shebepia, right? That's something for the mouth. Okay. Levi shadar zuze lebechozoi. Levi once sent money to Bechuzai to get a Libyan donkey. Those are the best donkeys. Tsaru Shadrule Seare. They like bound up his money and sent him barley. So that in the, because they said the denigre de chamra saari. The strides of a donkey are barley. If you provide your donkey with better food, its performance will be just as good as that of a Libyan donkey. Rav Nosho, machlifin lifnei rabbi, shalzu bezu ma. So, Rav Yehuda said, that Shmuel said, right, the students switched the details in the Mishnah before Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. What's the halacha with regard to this animal going out in public with that which is permitted for the animal? So, for example, right, like what can a white female camel go out with a prumbia? Or can a camel go out with an iron nose ring, right? The case of a female camel going out with an afsar, so that should not be even a question. That's called a bit. I'm keeping the lamenter a bit because it's not really secured by it. Masoihu, it's considered a burden. It doesn't really help, so it's considered a burden. But what about a camel with a nose ring? What's the halacha? So, do we say, kivin desagile be'afsar, since it would be enough to secure any camel by that nose ring, so masui, who? Sorry, since it's enough without the nose ring, because the ray has an afsar, so then the nose ring is a masui. Or, odilma, nitirusa yisarta, la amrina masuihu, or maybe additional, right, protection for your animal is not considered an unneeded burden. So said Rabbi Yossi, arba behemoth yotzos ba'afsar. Four animals go out with a bit. Sos parad gomel chamor. A horse, a mule, a camel, a donkey. What does this exclude? Lav lute gamal bechatam. Doesn't this exclude a camel going out with a nose ring? That's no lute naka ba'afsar. No, it comes to exclude the female camel, that white female camel going out with a bit. It was taught in a braisa so that the Libyan donkey, right, and the camel go out with a bit. Ketanoi ein chayotze besogar. Says in a braisa, a chaya, which is like a non-domestic animal, cannot go out with a collar. Chananya omer yotze besogar ubechol davar hamishnamer. It goes out with a collar and with anything that secures it. If you're talking about a giant non-domestic animal, does a collar going to help with it? You must be talking about a small one. In that situation, doesn't a small collar, isn't a collar sophisticated, more than enough? Elalav chatul, it could be nice. Maybe the difference is a cat. Why? Tanakama sover kivan desagila be mit na be alma masuhu, because the Tanakama holds that since a small rope is enough for a cat, so the collar is considered a burden. The Chananya sover kol nitrus yisert la min masuhu. Chananya says anything that serves to properly, to better protect the animal, so then it's not considered a masui. It's not considered excessive. And he said the halacha is like Chananya. Levi Radio of Huna Barchia, the Rabbi Barhuna, Havakazi Burcha. They were both traveling. Kadme Chamra de Levi, the Chamra de Rabbi Barhuna. Levi's donkey on its own went in front of that of Rabbi Ravuna. Chalash died to Rabbi Ravuna. Rabbi Ravuna was offended. Amar ein malei milsa ki hachi desitosev daite. So Levi said to himself, I'll tell him something so he'll be calmed down and understand that I wasn't deliberately trying to insult him. Nun beis amud aleph. Amnai chamor shasok avram kigon zeh. He said to him, what happens if you have a donkey that is just badly behaved, like my donkey? Ma'olatzes probably of Shabbos. What's the story about having it go out with its halter thing on Shabbos? Amnai hafi amavuch v'shei dishu alach chananya. So he said, so said your father, in the name of Shmuel, Allah is like Chananya. And that helped him sort of quietly explain that this is a bad-behaved donkey. Tanu de Menashe. Eiz shechokak lo bein karneha yotza be'afsar b'shabbos. They taught that a goat in which a person carved a hole between its horns may go out with a bit on Shabbos. The bit is inserted in the hole, and it won't become attached. Okay, so Boi Reb Yosef, tachaf la bezikna mahu. What happens if you inserted the bit through this billy goat's beard? Ki even de'i menatach la ka'iv la lo asil nzach. Do you say that since if he tries to pull himself off of it, it's going to be very, very painful for him, and he's not going to try to do it? Odilma zimnin de'rafe v'nafel. Or maybe sometimes the knot gets loose and it will fall. V'asil asil arba amos v'shus harabim. And then he's going to wind up carrying his animal for Amos in Rishas HaRabim. Right, he'll bring the bit and carry it, you know. So, Teku, we really don't have an answer to that. We have to let this question remain standing. Tanhasam Lobra Tsuash Men Karneha. Person can, right, we learned also an animal, a cow cannot go out with the strap between its horns. I'm hearing about Abba. Pligi Bei Ravishmo. Rabban Shmuel disagree. Chad Amar Bein Lanoi Bein L'Shamer Aser. One said whether it was placed for beauty, right, to look nice, or whether it was there to protect the cow. Aser. Chad Amar Lanoi Aser L'Shamer. But the other says it's not. You can't do that for beauty, be caring, but to protect the animal, it's permitted. Amar Biyosef just time. Shmuel Amar Lanoi Aser. Maybe we can conclude that with Shmuel, who says that for beauty, this is a problem. L'Shamer Mutter, but that it is permitted otherwise if it's for protection. The Amar Avuna. Because the quote from Shmuel was that the halacha is like Chananya. Other rabbi, just the opposite. Said Abaye, Tistayim, to Shmuel, who Amar Ben Lanoi Ben Lashamer answer. Let's conclude that Shmuel is the one who said either way it's us. Number two, Amar Shmuel, Machleif and Lefnei Rabbi, Shalzu Bezu Mahu. Right? Because he said that the halacha for switching this animal going out with that animal's thing. So Rabbi Yossi said, you got to delete this later statement of Shmuel due to the first one. So the second one really did imply that an animal cannot go out on Shabbos with a device that gives much too much security, because that would be considered a burden. But we cancel this one. So we say, right, because the first one contradicts it, so we go with the first one. So it's ask Gemara, Michael says, Samus Hamakameha, why do you erase the second one in favor of the first one? Sami Hamakameha, erase the first one instead of the second one. Okay, Rashi, Amar Rav, Ben Lebe Shamer L'Aser, Rechir Ba'Avin, Amar Shmuel L'Nai Aser L'Shamer Moter. So, right, for beauty is omitted, and otherwise it's not, because so we have a further support. So Rechir Ba'Avin saying in the name of Shmuel, Elias L'Shamer Boter. Okay, so the first statement is a stronger and more defensible statement. Meisvei Kasher Ba'Lev Moseira Kshere V'Yisal Gadaitach Masrihu Asher Lo Ala La Ola Berachmana. So we have a question: if the owner tied a Parah Adum with the reins that are attached to a bit, it's still usable. But wait a minute, if it's considered a burden, the Torah says specifically, Ashalo Allah Allah Ha'ol, it's disqualified if it's considered a burden. Amar Abaye, B'malicha Me'ir Li'ir. That verse is talking about when you're leading something from one city to the next. When an animal is removed from its habitat, so that requires additional security. So it's not considered an ol, because it is actually needed. Rava said, right, Shani Para de Dameha Yakarin. A paraduma who's worth a lot always gets more security. Ravina says, it's a wild cow. It's a rebellious, stubborn one. Hasus Bishir. Mai Yotzin Umai Nimshachin. When we said a horse going out with a chain, so what do we mean by going out? And what do we mean by pulled? What are those things exactly? Ravuna and Yotzin Kruchen. Oh, Nimshachin. these animals can either go out with the chain wrapped around their necks, like a necklace, or they can be pulled by the chain. Shmuel says they can only go out pulled by the chain. They cannot go out with the chain wrapped around their neck to be attractive. They may go out with chains loosely wrapped around their neck, so that if it's needed, you could be able to pull it. I saw that the calves, the eagles of Rav Huna, would go out with their bits wrapped around their necks and the reins wrapped around their neck on Shabbos. Ki asa Rav Nimi, Amar Rav Chanina, Mula'os shel Beis Rebbe Yotzos be'af sereihen b'Shabbos. The mules of the house of Rabbi Yossi would go out with their bits on Shabbos. And they wondered, and they asked about that. Were they wrapped, or were they being pulled? Tashma, ki asar Shmuel bar Yehuda, Reb Chanina. When Shmuel heard this, came. He said the name of Reb Chanina. Mulaos shall be Shabbos. Yotzos after same kruchim b'Shabbos. They were wrapped around on Shabbos. I'm Rabbanu Kamei Devasi. They said this. Rabbanu said this to Devasi. Ha, to Reb Shmuel bar Yehuda lo tzrichas. They said we don't need this teaching of Shmuel bar Yehuda. Midrav Dimi Nachu. We already know it from what Reb Dimi said. He said Gadai tach to Reb Dimi nimshachin kamer. Because if you think that Reb Dimi meant that they can be pulled, Midrav Yehuda or Shmuel Nachu. We already know that from the statement of Yehuda Amar Shmuel. The Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, what did Yehuda Amar Shmuel say? Machlifin hayu lifnei Rabbi shalzu bezumahu, right? Amar lifanov Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yossi kach Amar Abba Abraham etziyotzi b'afsar hasos per gamal v'chamor. So those four animals can go out with their afsar, right? And Amar lehu Rabbi Asi, and Rabbi Asi said to them, itzrich lehu, it's necessary to say this. De'imi de Rabbi Yehuda nafka, if this is learned out only from Yehuda, hava mina Amar you might think that Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi said that before, and Rabbi Yehuda didn't accept it. So you see, from Rabbi Dimi, teaches us that Yehuda Taka accepted this line of reasoning. The idea of Dimi, but if I only had the teaching of Dimi, I would think that's only that you can be pulled. You can pull them, but if they're wrapped around, no. Teaches you also if it's wrapped around their necks. That you can sprinkle water on them or put them in the mikvah exactly where they are. Do you mean to say that these chains are capable of being makabel? We know that human ring, a ring worn by a human being, can become tummy, but on an animal, and the ring of a utensil, right? Things that are all other rings not worn by people are tahor, and they can't become tummy with that. Yeah, nun base, omen base, omen yitzchak napcha, so yitzchak napcha, bebain minoi adam lenoi behemoth. It depends. We're talking about a situation where these ornaments were switched from originally being a human ornament, and now they're an animal ornament. Since they once belonged to a person who now put them on an animal, so the fact that they had tumma from when they were human doesn't stop when they're attached to the animal. Okay. He says, since a person uses his animals to pull them, so you see that they're he has a different approach, right? And he says that they're considered as if they're a human utensil. Milatanya, makos shel behema shel matechas makabel tumma, right? A metal animal stick, you know, prod, that's like used to prod the animal. Why not? Since a person is used subjugating his animal with those things, so too here, since an animal person pulls his animal with them, they're considered utensils used by a person. We immerse them where they are on the place. Isn't this going to be a chatzitza? Because the rings of the chain are attached to the chain, and there's no room for water to go in between. Amar Rev Ami b'sheriskon. It's where a person ritka, meaning he softened them, he smashed them with a hammer or something, and made them wide enough that like there's water could get inside. So he would have to do something to make sure that water would be able to get it. So we say, listen, I mean, let's say Rav Ami holds like Rav Yosef, because if you held like Ritzak Napcha, right, so you have to transform them from the human to the animal, and that's what we're talking about. Once you smash them, so you change the identity of these things, and then the Tumah would leave even without going to the mikvah. All vessels can become Tumah just by thinking about them, because even though an unfinished Kli cannot become tummy. If the guy says, okay, you know what, I am finished, like just a thought, then immediately it can become tummy. But it can only get untummy with some sort of physical change. So we say no. Rabbi Ami could go like a Yetzer Nabcha because he holds, like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that any action performed to improve something is not considered an action that would make something considered like broken because it improves it, and therefore it won't make it lose its tumah. Titani Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lo Amru Shinu Maisa Lasakin Ela Kachal. Shinu Maisa is not when it's a improving sort of thing. It's only when it makes it damages. There is a brisa that says that the case where this is good is where there's a kind of chain where things are spaced out well enough. Shal Talmud Echad Me Galil Ha'elyon Esther Bilezer. A certain student from the upper Galilee asked Rabbi Eliezer, Shemati Shacholken Bein Taba'as Le Taba'as. I heard that there's a distinction between one type of ring and another type of ring. Maybe that's true for Shabbos, but when it comes to Tumah, every ring is the same. Wait a minute, are they exactly the same? So it depends if it's human, it depends if it's animal. What he was saying is that there's no distinction between different types of ring worn by a person. So the verse says, wait a minute, for human beings, is it all exactly the same? A ring that they established, the Bais says, a ring that was like tucked into the buckle and at the end of a belt to wear around the waist, or to tie garments between your shoulders, is tahor. And the Chacham only said, "Lo amru tmeya, ela shel etzba bilvad." The Chacham said, "It's only a ring is considered tame." Was talking about a ring on one's finger. So, see, kikamalohi yonami deetzakamalohi. Right. What he was saying is that finger rings for human beings have no distinction between different types of rings worn on a person's fingers. The etzba davadachasi. So he said, "Wait a minute. You're saying that it's the same thing." That not tabasha matachas v'chot nushal almog tmeya. That a ring made of metal, but if the seal is made of coral, so then it's tame. He shall akmo chasam shama tekas to her. So, if the thing is made of coral and there's only a signet on it of metal, then it's okay. It's tahor. Keika amar la iunami kula shama tekas. So he was saying of entirely metal rings, there's no distinction. That's all he was trying to say. The ode sha'al. The same student to ask him, Shemati Shacholken Ben Machad Lamachad. I heard that there's a distinction between one type of needle and another type of needle. Amrlei lo shem, amrlo. So he said to him, Shema lo shamata elinyan Shabbos. That might be true regarding Shabbos. So, in other words, in terms of carrying or something, there's no difference between a needle with an eye in it. There is a difference between a needle with an eye in it and a needle without an eye in it. So you'll be more chaya for one needle that has an eye in it. Dealing in tumah davada achasi, because if it's for ritual impurity, for tumah, this one, they're exactly the same. There's no distinction between whether a needle has an eye in it or not. In tumah davada achasi, says, wait a minute, are they exactly the same? But not as in the Mishnah, machat shanitel chora o ukta, a needle who doesn't have an eye or doesn't have a point, tahora is considered tahor. Ki ka amar le bishlema. We're talking about a complete needle. There's no thing with different types of needles, right, that are complete. U bishlema, tavad achazi, wait, if it's a complete needle, are they the same? V'atna, macha shahelsa chaluda. We learned to the Mishnah, a needle that became rusty. If the rust gets in the way of sewing, then it's still tahor, vim lav tmeya. But if not, then it could become tame. That's only when the mark, right, that it can't become pure is when it's like a rusty needle and it's noticeable in the sewing. Ki kamala b'shipa. When Rabbi Elazar was saying, he was saying to him, there's no distinction of needles that are smooth and filed down. Ubeshipa davada achasi. Wait, with smooth needles, are you saying still that there's no, they're exactly the same. Whether a needle has an eye or doesn't have an eye, mutl tatl shabbos, you can move it on shabbos. Lamrin in a kuva, elin to move on. You only say the issue is toma. The only is the issue with an eye, whether or not it's a matter of toma and tara. Hatirgam abaye aliba de rebi begulme. So the Gemara says, no, Abaye already explained this brisa that it's following aliba de rava, following the opinion of rava, begulme. That's talking about unfinished needles. So if a needle is unfinished in it, it hasn't yet been perforated, right, to make that little eye of the needle, so it cannot become tamei, because not yet a utensil. But once it was finished, whether it has an eye for sewing or it doesn't have an eye and it's used for other things, a shetel pin or something, so nevertheless it's considered a kli and can become tamei. Okay, so it's a Mishnah. Chamor yotze b'mir da'as, b'mar da'as b'zman shi k'shuba. A donkey go on a Shabbos with a saddle, like a saddle cloth of some kind, that is attached to it. Like a saddle cloth when it's shikshuba, if it's tied down, and you're not concerned it's going to fall. And that's like something to keep it warm, I think. Zecharim yotzen levuvin. Rams can go out levuvin. Rechelos yotzos shechuzos. Rechelos can go out, ewes can go out shechuzos. And uchevunos and kavulos and kavunos. Shechuzos, kavulos, and kavunos. We're going to explain all these in the Gemara. Ha'izim yotzos tsruros. Female goats can go out with their udders tied up. Rabbi Yossi also bekulin. Rabbi Yossi prohibits all these chutz min harechelim hakavunos, with the exception of ewes that are kavunos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer izim yotzos tsruos liabesh avalo lechalev. So Rabbi Yehuda says goats can go out on Shabbos with udders bound up to dry their milk, but they cannot go out with their udders bound in a way that's conserving their milk.